Health Benefits Committee by Alicia Starner. Beat the Heat. As we plan to share the beauty of animals at the zoo with our children, plan delicious picnics in the park, and embark on jaw-dropping, dare-defying rides on roller coasters at amusement parks, your Health Benefits Committee wants to make sure you're prepared to have fun in the sun without endangering your health. Skin cancer is reported by the American Cancer Society as being one of the most diagnosed cancers in all people of all age groups. How can you enjoy the sunshine and reduce your risk of skin cancer and other heat-related injuries? This article will help you understand some of the health complications of spending unprotected time in the sun and how to protect your health while enjoying summer activities. Protecting your skin from the harmful rays of the sun is one way you can reduce your risk of skin cancer or painful sunburns. The most effective way of protecting your skin is to wear clothes that cover your skin or use a broad-spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of at least 15. When applying sunscreen, make sure to reapply every couple hours to ensure you have the maximum protection. You can protect the delicate skin on your face and head by wearing a hat with a wide brim. And don't forget your eyes. Your eyes are very susceptible to damage from sun, so wearing protective sunglasses that filter damaging UVA and UVB rays may ensure your peepers are safe. In addition to causing damage to your skin, spending long periods of time outside on hot summer days can make you susceptible to heat-related complications like heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat stroke results when your body temperature rises to 104 degrees or higher. Normal body temperature falls in the range of 97 to 99, thus a body temperature of 104 presents a significant risk to your health. Symptoms of heat stroke include altered mental status or confusion, excessive sweating, hot, dry skin, seizures, and very high blood temperature. If you or someone you love has any of these symptoms while spending time outside on a hot summer day, take precautions because heat stroke is a major medical emergency. You should call 911 and then place the affected person in a tub of cold water. Spray a mist of water on him/her while in front of a fan. Cover with a cool, damp sheet and get the victim into an air-conditioned environment. Cooling the body is the best way of reversing or minimizing the long-term effects of heat stroke. If you suspect someone is suffering from heat stroke, act quickly as possible to minimize serious health complications such as brain damage, organ damage, and even death. Heat exhaustion is a less severe heat complication, but can lead to heat stroke quickly if not treated. Symptoms of heat exhaustion include headache, nausea, dizziness, weakness, irritability, excessive thirst, profuse sweating, and elevated body temperature. If you or a loved one is suffering from any of these symptoms, find a cool place to rest, preferably an air-conditioned environment, drink plenty of water or sports drinks, spray water in your face, and get into a tub with cool water. Cooling your body quickly can help you feel a lot better and reduce your risk of suffering a heat stroke. Take the proper precautions, and understanding your body's needs for cooling can help minimize your risk of serious health complications from spending time in the sun and ensure you have more days to share with your loved ones.